Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We are four lines from the top with the Bracha of Teva, Sakim Efar, Efar Vekvura, Umoria, Simon. Mnemonic for remembering the upcoming discussions, that's the Simon for remembering it. I once heard that there's deeper kavanas to a lot of these mnemonics in the Gemara, so I'll make it to read them also very carefully. Now the Gemara is Lama Yotzin L'Rachov. Why do we go out to the town square in the Mishnah? Again, we're going on the big Mishnah that we had before. Why do we go to the town square during the Tainis? Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Lomar Zakana Betzina. First we daven in private. We daven in our shuls, we daven in private. But we don't answer. Nivzat Mina Befarhesa. Let's just embarrass ourselves in public. We're going up to the public to show that we're really trying to do tshuva and really do real tshuva. Rish Lakish Amar Galinu. No, it's the idea of being it's an exile, that we're moving out of the shul, we're going outside the shuls. Galosenu mechaperes aleinu. The exile should be a kapara for us. So maybe, hopefully, also a lot of people left shuls for a long time. Maybe that should also be a kapara of galus. My binayo says there an afkamina between the two explanations. And one says yes, there is. Ikabinayo de galam ekanishna vekanishna. Can they go from one shul to another? So if it's based on the idea of moving as a galus as a kapara, as that would be a moving. You're not your normal shul. You're moving to other shul. That shows it's gullus. However, if it's the idea of humiliation and embarrassment, you don't have that when you're going to another shul. It's comfortable. The idea is going out in the public and embarrassing yourself that you wouldn't have if you're not going out to the town square. Why do they take it into the town square? Why are you taking the Aron Kodesh? Because we were talking about this klitzanuas. It was private. It was covered. The Aron Kodesh was covered. This bazabavanin, and that's being degraded. We have to take it out in our sins, and this is confessions of our averos. And it was an idea to cause people to tremble when they realize that their sins had caused the degradation of having to bring the Aron outside and having to deal with that. Now, the Ritva points out in the next Hemshech of the Gemara, not really mentioned anywhere explicitly. The Gemara member mentions anywhere that you have to do it, and apparently it was a minhag already from the times of the Gemara to wear sackcloth. So the Gemara asks, Lama miskazin besakim? So why? Imagine that was a davar pashut, you do it. Like, that was a minhag. So the Gemara wasn't saying that where do we get this from, but the Gemara is just assuming that it was a minhag. So why do we do it? Amar Abchiyah bar Abba, Lomar arei anu chashivim kebehema. We are like animals. Wearing sackcloth, it looks like a person is the semblance of an animal, because sackcloth is what usually made from goat's hair, or tails of horses or cows, Rashi says. So that's the idea. And Ben Yoyada adds further that he says that the idea is to daven to Hashem, beseech Hashem. He should consider us like animals, just animals. We don't have animals, obviously, don't have merits, and Hashem is merachem al kol b'riyosav, rachem al kol masav. So too, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merachem on us. So the Gemara continues. Velama nosin efer miklal agabe teva. Why do they put ashes on the Aron Kodesh? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Klomar imo anochi batzara. Hashem is saying, I'm waiting within distress. We know that the Aron Kodesh is symbolizing the actual Aron that they had in time of the Beis Hamikdash. That's where the Shechina was. So Aron also is a symbolic act of the Shechina. So Hashem is telling us that the Shechina, they're taking out the Aron, that's also with the Shechina. Rish Lakish amar b'chotzer asam latzar. Then every distress is going to be, Hashem is in distress also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also, so to speak, HaVeyachol also, is going to be in pain when Klal Yisrael is in pain. When I saw the Rabbanan, I first saw this for the first time, it was so moving, I became petrified, I became very scared. It was a very moving moment also in Tisha B'Av, when they take off the parochas. They take off the parochas, it also is a very moving thing. And I think this idea, this also, it's like when you have these deep things, it makes people tremble a little bit more. Why do they put the ashes on the head of everybody? Pliki bar Levi, Rabbi Levi, bar Chama, Rabbi Chanin. As Machlokas, the Gemara says, Chana, we don't know who says what, but one of them said, we are like ashes. Ashes are obviously useless, they're worthless, they're nothing. Alfer Vefer. I'm like nothing to you, Kosh Baruch, I'm like ashes. Chanamar, the Shi'iskar lano Efrod shel Yitzchak. No, the idea is that you're supposed to mention that the Efer, the Yitzchak Avinu is being the Akeda, being put on the Mizbech, and there's his Efer's ashes were still there. That's the Shaila. What do you mean? He wasn't actually Shechted, so where's his ashes being? He wasn't burnt. It was the Korban, or there's actually Maimaras and Zohar and then Pirkei Avot Lazar, that there really was, has that work in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, not exactly sure, but that there actually was a full-fledged, that he was a Tchias Amisin, Yitzchak Avinu actually was Shechted and brought back to life. Either way, so the Gemara says, my binayo, is there an afkabina between the two of them? The Gemara says, yes, ikabinayo afar stam. Using plain earth, plain ground material that's not necessarily merames on the afar shel Yitzchak, so would you be allowed to use that? If it's just the idea that you're worthless, so then obviously that'd be fine. But if it's the idea specifically to remind yourself of of Yitzhak Avinu, so that's not going to be good to use the plain afar. So Gemara says, Lama Yotzin Levesakvaros, why do we go to the cemetery on a fast day? Again, this also, people who visit the cemetery, which is still brought down in the Ramah, Lech Lamaisa also on fast days, specifically Tisha B'Av and other fast days also. It's a minug. So why do we do this? We're nothing before you are like the dead people. It's supposed to create a new sense of humility that obviously also convince us to do tshuva. Look what happens, you know, no one lives forever. Or that we should, the schusim of the mesim should give us a schus during this time as well. We go to ask them the kivrei tzaddikim to the kivarim there and ask for rachamim. Obviously, we ask that you don't daven to the tzaddik. You daven that the tzaddik should be melitz yosher. The person you're going to should be melitz yosher in shemayim on your behalf. My binayu, yikibinayu kivrakam, says Rafkamina. Yeah, this also is that should you go to the grave of a non-Jew when there are no Jewish graves nearby? So should you go to a non-Jewish one? If the reason is that we're considered like nothing, we're like dead people, remind us to do tshuva, so then seeing a dead non-Jewish cemetery would also accomplish that. However, if it's the idea to specifically to have the mesim daven on our behalf, obviously the non-Jewish don't have the schusim, the idolatrous people definitely not going to have schusim to be able to daven on our behalf. So there'd be no need to go to a non-Jewish cemetery. I do believe that it's actually brought down. And if you're not able to go to a Jewish cemetery, maybe Hilchos Tisha B'Av, I didn't have a chance to double check, but I'm pretty sure that is brought down, that we paskin like this suffix at least, and we would say that Lechad Chila, you should go to a Jewish cemetery, but on Tisha B'Av, whatever reason you can't go, then I think it is brought down that a person should try to go to any cemetery, even a non-Jewish one. Now, once we're mentioning a machlokas, Rashi points out, we had a machlokas between Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina, we're mentioning another point that's a machlokas between them. My Har Moriah, what's the lesson of Har Moriah? Har Moriah, the famous Har Moriah. Pligi Bar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar, Har Shiatz, Vimenu Hora Le Yisrael. It's the one that the Hora, that the instruction, they know that this was the place where the Sanhedrin was in Lishkas HaGazis, in Yerushalayim, and specifically on the Har HaBayis, and that's where they would have all the halachas be ciphered and established for all of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Lashon of Hora Li Yisrael was going on. Also, Nevi'im would oftentimes prophesize from there and give Yechulda Nevi'im. And a lot of people would give rebuke to Klal Yisrael specifically near the Beis Hamikdash. And also, V'chadamar Harshiyatim Imenu Mora Lav Dikachavim. No, others say that it's Har Moriah, not the Lashon of Hora, but rather the Lashon of Mora, the Lashon of fear. That the non-Jewish nations, they come there and they see how amazing and how much Shechina is there and how much they're so in awe of the Jewish people, they start to fear Klal Yisrael, they start to fear Am Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues, Azokin Sheben Omer Lefneim Divrei Chivushin. The elder amongst them addresses them with words that are going to hopefully bring them to subdue themselves. So if there's an elder person there, Omer Zaken, he should be the one who leads them. Vimlav, if he's not, Omer Chacham, then any Talmud Chacham should be there, and he should speak. Vimlav, Omer Adam Shaltzura, person of stature, literally Adam Shaltzura, a lot of different terms. What in the world does Adam Shaltzura mean? Who is this guy? Is he just physically tall? That's how someone explained Rashi. Tosfos seems to hold like that. Some Rashi also, Rashi Al-Rif says, no, it's just someone's just like it's similar, like an imposing appearance. Others say that no, that he's a person, Rush says it's a person who's learning, but he's not yet of the stature of a chacham, so he's somebody who's like right below that. He's still learning and he's not there. And others explain, no, it means like a community leader, someone who's just helping out the tibra all the time. Not necessarily Adam Shaltzura, he's like the guy who's like in charge of all the chesed, does everything for the community. He's not necessarily a big time chacham, but he definitely could address them, and that would also get them to do tshuva and repent. The Gemara says, Atu zakin nekamri alfagav delav chacham. The Bryce said, if there's no elder there, you should have a chacham. Isn't it lachorah that the person we're talking about, the zakin, also has to be that he's a talmud chacham? So obviously, what does that mean? Lachorah, you're implying that the zakin is not, even if the zakin is not a chacham, he should come first. It's not the case, though, that it should definitely be a talmud chacham, should address the tibur. Just have a random old guy there is not necessarily better than having a talmud chacham who's much younger than him. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar baye achikamar im yesh zakin v'hu chacham, omer zakin v'hu chacham. So obviously, the elder person needs to be also a talmud chacham, then he'll be the one to address the people. V'imlav omer chacham. And if not, then the young person who's a talmud chacham, he should be the one to address the tibur. V'imlav omer adam shel tzur. So if that's not going to be the case, then you'll have the person who is a person of stature, he'll going to address the tibor. And what do they say? So the Gemara now says, he says, Achenu, our brothers, lo sak v'tarnis garment, the fact that we're wearing sackcloth, the fact that we're fasting, that's not the ikar point. Ela tshuva ma'isim tovim, this is supposed to be a thing that's going to help us do tshuva, to repent for what we've done. doing good things, and that's going to be how our tefillos be answered. Because it says by Anshei Ninveh, they fasted and davened to Hashem for forgiveness. So they wore sackcloth and they fasted, but it wasn't that. They really meant what they were doing. They put on the sackcloth and they davened, and they really davened to Hashem to repent for their what they had done. By Iskasu, so the Gemara continues addressing the next part of that pasuk with regards to Ninveh. Pasuk Minyona, we read this on Hatav Torah of Mincha on Yom Kippur, because it's the whole idea, even non-Jews could do tshuva, we see the koach of tshuva. By Iskasu, Sakim Adam Vabahima, the people and the animals be covered with sackcloth, that's what they did. So the Gemara says, Mayam Avde, what did they do? Why were the animals also? So Asra Behemos Lachod Vasya Lodos Lachod. They put the mother animals separately and the offspring separately. Amr Lefana, Ribbono Shalom. If you don't have mercy on us, then we will have not have mercy on these animals. Akash Baruch Hu, obviously, Rachmal Kol Masav, Akash Baruch Hu wants mercy to be on all his creation. So too, you should have mercy on us. That was the symbolism for what they had done. So Mark continues, Vayikru Elokim Bachazaka, they called God with strength, my Amor, Amru Lefan, Ribbono Shalom, Alev Vesheinu Alev. If you have a long-suffering person and one is quick-tempered, Tzadik Virasha, who was going to yield before who? Obviously, the tzaddik Rashi points out that the tzaddik mipnei Rasha, the righteous person, is going to yield to before the wicked person. So that's the implication. Hashem is long-suffering and righteous, whereas we are wicked and quick-tempered. Although we cannot force Hashem to answer our tefillos, Hashem and his rachamim, he should continue to do so and forgive us. Each person should repent and from his evil ways and the robbery that is in their hands. What is this? Minachamas Hashem that the robbery that's in their hands. Amar Shmuel Afilu Gazal Marish. Even if you stole just a beam, Uvno Bira, and you built a palace, Mekakeh Kol Bira Kula Machzer Marish Labala. You have to take down the whole palace and give the beam back to the owner. That's Lechora. That one you'd have to do. So the thieves of Ninveh only return the monetary value. They would have been free of Gazal, but they would still be in possession of Chamas, items taken from their owner that they had been paid for. Therefore, they went even to break down the palaces and stolen beam, even though they don't even have Chamas. That Maker Adin is not a problem. That's Tachanas HaShavim. That's one of the ideas in Bava Kama that we discussed that idea. That a person, Tachanas HaShavim, tells us that you can give the value of the beam, but they went above and beyond, and they gave back even the Chamas that was with them. Very interesting. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Adam Sheesh Bidei Avera. If a person has sin within him, Misvad, and he confesses his sin, Ve'enu Chozer Ba. But he doesn't actually give back the money or whatever he was doing. He does tshuva, but that's not a real tshuva. Lamao, don't know what he's compared to. Ladam shetofis sheretz biado. He's taking a dead sheretz, one of the shmona shrotzim, and those are the things that are going to be conveyed. Tuma, they make you a rishon l'tuma. They are an avatuma, they make you a rishon l'tuma. You'd have to go to the mikvah that day, then you'll be tahor that night, so you're a tamei. Shafilu tov v'chomer lo, you could tell the holiest mikvah in the world, ari mikvah, any mikvah in the world, it's still not going to purify it. Lo sol tefila, that's the concept that we say tavla v'sheretz biyado, that's became the term to say this phrase, because it's talking about someone who does something, no matter what he's doing, if he's holding the sheretz, he's never going to become tahor, because that's the ikar point, is doing tshuva. Zark midavar, you throw it from your hand, you throw the sheretz, kevan shetel v'bar m'sa, it could be any mikvah in the world, that's 40 sa, man also tefila is going to work and remove his status. You'll be a full yom, but you'll be no longer tamei. Shenemar umodev ve'ozev yiruchem. Confesses your sake, you're going to be treated mercifully, and you're going to be forgiven. You confess, you're going to abandon your sins. Ve'omer nisa levavinu el kapayim eleil b'shamayim. Lift our hearts together with our hands to Hashem in heaven. When we raise our hands to Hashem, we must raise our hearts as well. We must abandon our corrupt ways. Now the Gemara continues. Amdu b'tfila mordi lefnei ateva zaken. We have an older person who davens for the amid. So the Gemara says, "Tanur Rabbanan, amdu b'tfila afapesh yesh bo zaken v'chacham." Someone who is an elder and is a scholar, ein mordin lefnei ateva ela adam haragil. The person who is usually davens for the amud when it comes to the idea of davening for the amud on the fast day, because you have to be fluent in the davening of we had these extra brachos. You should have a sliach sibra, obviously lechachila should be elderly, because elder people generally daven with more broken hearts. Younger people are not as broken. And this also is interesting. We're going to get to a lot of halachas here. It's a shaila. Most rishonim hold that this only is applicable on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the like. However, I think there's a run that's actually machmir about a lot of these halachas, even during the weekdays. We are not as machmir during the weekdays, but we try to be machmir on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur for sure. Some, and even on fast days also, we try to be machmir for these halachas we're about to learn. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Metupa Ve'Einlo. If you have small children but no means to support them, he will daven then with a obviously then he doesn't not able to then meaning he doesn't able to support them. And he's going to daven very fervently, so then obviously you should have him daven for the amud. Yesh lagia basada v'esareikam. Also, you're working and you're not able to make a parnasa. You don't have a parnasa. People like that are able to daven really be able to daven for the amud properly. Pirko Noah. He also Pirko Noah. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what this means. Literally means that that his youth was proper. The Gemara is going to get into this. So shval berech. Also, you're humble. And people like you. People like you. As a person who's very well liked. Also, you have a sweet melody. Your voice is pleasant. You have to be able to learn Tanakh. You know Tanakh. You have to be fluent in Tanakh. And the psukim that we're going to quote in these davenings. Also, know halachas. Also, know halachas. Be an expert in all the brachas. Again, like I mentioned, this din is lechachila. For a Shanim Kippur, for sure, even Tanis. And some are Machmir all year round. Again, we don't necessarily, definitely not what we do all year round, but this is an ideal we would be able to follow this all year round as well. So here in this place, the Rabbanan turned to Ritzel Gwarami. They possess these attributes and they had him daven for the Amud. Okay, now we're turning on to Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So here, Rabbi Yehuda listed a difficult qualification for Seil Tzibur. The Gemara now is going to say, Haina Matupa Ve'inlo Ve'haina Beis Areikam. And it's the same thing, that whether or not, if you have small children, you can't support them. Also, if you're working hard and you're able not to support them also. It basically means someone who's poor, who doesn't have enough food on the table. So what's the difference? Why would he make them two different things on the list? So the Gemara says, Amar, Chista Zeil Shebeis Areikam Mina Avera. No, it means that you're empty of sin. That you have nothing, you earned everything honestly, and people in the Rambam understands this to mean that even people in your house are not sinners. The person's brothers, sisters, family members, they're also not avaryanim, and that's the qualification we need over here. Upirka, now what does it mean his youth is pleasant? Amar Abayasa, Shaloya, Tzalav, Shem, Rabbi Ludusa. He didn't have a bad reputation as a kid. He wasn't like that gangster kid that everybody knew was such a bad kid. That is something which is not shayach to down for them, because we're remember your old ways. So Gemara is going to quote a pasuk referencing over here. Shleach Tzibur is not fit. The pasuk literally means that inheritance of the Jewish people is like a lion in a forest, and she gave the voice out and then hated her. So what is this? My nasan li bekoli. She gave her voice out against me. Amar marzutza bartuvia marav amar lei amar bechia bar amar lazer. Zeh Shleach Tzibur yodof niateva sheino hogan. This is referencing to a Shleach Tzibur who's not fit to daven for the amud. He goes davens anyway. That is something Hashem is chris and call himself for. He's only giving to the voice of nothing else. He's sending a wicked person daven for the amud. Sending a wicked person, Hashem is upset. He's representing them, and they're getting this person who's not fit to daven for the amud. It's a very, very big thing to make sure, more than anything else, to make sure you have a tzaddik davening for the amud. You know, a lot of people like to get, obviously, very nice voices and like that. It's Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, Beferish and Halachas. All the poskim will say the same thing, that if you have a tzaddik who doesn't have as good of a voice, that for sure, he should be the one to daven for the amud. And that's how you should view it also. It shouldn't be that you even want the other person. Obviously, a guy could be a nice guy, but if you have like Mamish, the tzaddik of your city, and he doesn't necessarily have the nicest voice, you should be wanting him to daven, to represent the whole tzibur, to have Hashem have rachamim, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I don't mean Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur specifically, but really, all around, they're never able to. That should be something that's just the way we should be able to just something to pointing out. That's the way we should be thinking about it. Now the Gemara continues. So we, Shliach Tzibur says an extra, he says 24 brachos, he had 18 brachos, and then also additional 6 brachos. And where it says, wait a second, Hanei Sheish, Shevi Avon, we said it really isn't 6, it's really another one, there's 7. Because the Mishnah told us that in regards to the special brach, Al Ashviyah, Shomer Baruch, Merachim Al Haaretz, that you have mercy on the land, literally, and that's what we say in the bracha of Gol Yisrael. So verse says, no, Amar of Nachmari, it's like, Maishvis, in the seventh bracha, Shvias La Rucha, it's the seventh bracha, is expanded on the bracha of Gol Yisrael. So therefore, we're not counting it as a different bracha, because you're just expanding Gol Yisrael, and really it's only 6 additional brachas in the normal set. Kedisana, as we learn in our bracha, but Gol Yisrael Umarech, you extend Gol Yisrael. V'chosma Omer, what do you say? Mishana, Savram Be'armiot, V'ar, Armoria, Huyana, Eschem Yishma, V'kolta Eschem, V'yamazel, Gol Yisrael. Baruch Gol Yisrael, and the mission of Avram Avinu, we should actually be familiar with that. We say that Lashon in the Slichos. And Behenon Achar V'Amen, they say Amen to this bracha, and that's the extra part of the bracha, the Nusach of the bracha that we say in Gol Yisrael. The Chazanak Nesses Ober Lahem. So the person who's the Gabbai of the Shul, he says to them, Tiku B'nei Aaron Tiku, the sons of Aaron, you should blow Tkia. V'Chozer V'Omer, Sheikh Tzibur then continues with the bracha, and he says the bracha, Mishana V'Savarsin, Al Yamsu, Fuyana Eschem, Vishmava Kolta Chasechem, who answered the people in Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim and remembers everything that's forgotten? They say amen to that bracha. Then they say Bnei Aaron Hariyu. Then you should say the Trua. Tiku v'achasomer harias. So you take off, you switch off. One you say tkiya, the next one you'll say a trua. You alternate between tkiyas and truas. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, when do we say this? When is it saying the lashon of this amen? Bekvulin. That's in reference to saying amen is only in outside of the Beis HaMikdash. However, b'mikdash inochen, it's a little bit of a different procedure in the Beis HaMikdash. What would they say? They would say l'fish inon amen b'mikdash, because they don't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know they don't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Ne'emar, kum barchos Hashem alakecha min ha'olam v'ad olam. You should rise up and bless Hashem, your God, from the world until the next world. So the Gemara says, so we say, and also should let them bless the name of your glory, and Hashem is exalted above every bracha and praise. So this pasuk is in Nehemiah, and the Levim are addressing the people in the Beis HaMikdash and call them to bless Hashem, their God, from this world to the next world. They talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, the two brachas were added in the text of the brachas in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who made a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's the Shlech Tibur davening, wherever it might be, you would end off Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. People would respond Baruch Hashem Kibbutz Malchus Olaved instead of Amin. This was done at the brachas, also done on the fast days. Yachol Kol Brachas Kulan Losa Ela Tchila Achas. It be thought that all the brachas together should only be one praise. When we say doing multiple brachas, the Shmona Esrei, they should respond only at the conclusion of the last bracha. Talmud Lomar Umirama Marachol Bracha Sehila. He's exalted on every bracha in praise. Al Kol Bracha Tein Lo Tehila. Every bracha you should give him praise. So the Gemara says, Ve'elav Mikdash Ma'u Omer. What does it say? Sheikh Tzibur is saying the Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem, some of the gears of Elohim, the God takes it out. Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad olam goel Yisrael. So you say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, the special nusach that you said only in the Beis HaMikdash. You would say that nusach in the nusach of Shmona Esrei in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Ve'inu na'acharav Baruch Hashem kivon malchusoy le'olam ve'ad. And they present, they said, this is the glory of Hashem, Hashem's kingdom forever and forever. Ve'chaz n'gnas is omer lehem. The Chaz n'gnas says to them, Tiku ha'kohanim b'nei Aaron Tiku. He should answer you, and he should call you to this day. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Zocher Nishkachos. You say Akash Baruch Hu that you redeems the forgotten. Baruch Hashem Kol Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed. The Chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehem. The Chazan HaKnesses says to them, Ariyu Kohanim Bnei Aaron Ariyu. Sound the true of the Kohanim. V'chein kol bracha bracha b'achas oimer tiku v'achas oimer ariyu. Again, it switches off. Hashem Mer Kulan. Cheninig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipor v'chinin b'chadion b'ksifi. That's what they did in outside the Beis HaMikdash. Where it said v'shabbat davar lifnei chachamim. When they heard that they were doing Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, the special nusach that they did outside the Beis HaMikdash, they did it even inside the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, rather, they did it. It was supposed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. They were doing it even outside the Tzipori. They said loyer noagin ken el b'sher mizrach v'ara bayis. They only do so at the eastern gates of the Beis HaMikdash. And it was specifically the eastern gates of the Beis HaMikdash in Beis HaMikdash itself, but nowhere else. They would not do this anywhere else, so you should not be doing this in Tzipori. So the Gemara says just another version of the Braisa, which is very similar to what we had. Vistamar could decide on some of the Braisa, which taught as follows, very, very, very similar. Omer lefneim eshrim v'arachos, we say the 24 brachos. Shmona esher shebachol yom, the regular 18 brachos we say every day. And most of all in Old Chase, we say the 6 additional brachos to get to 24. Vosan, Sheish, Heichan, Omer, where do you say those extra 6 brachos? Bein Goel, Arofe, Chol Yisrael. That you say between Goel and Arofe, Chol Yisrael, Amarach, Begula, and you have the long extended bracha of Goel Yisrael. Vein Onim Acharav, Amen, Alko, Bracha, Bracha, and they say Amen to each bracha. Heichan, and Begula, and that's what they would do outside the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Mekdash, Ayu, Amen, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOlam, Ve'ad Olam, Goel Yisrael. Velo ayu onin acharav amen. They would not respond amen v'kol kach lama. She'ein onin amen b'mikdash, because they would not say amen in the Beis HaMikdash. U'menayin she'ein onin amen b'mikdash. Where do we know that you're not responding amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Ne'emar kumu baruchu es Hashem elokeichem nina oilam ve'ad oilam. Ve'yvarchu shem kovadecha umram racha sehila akol bracha avracha tein loy tehila. So you rise up, and literally for every praise, each and every praise that you give him, you say, you should raise up and say, Baruch Hashem Kibbutz Malchus Olam Ve'ed, and you should say, Baruch Hashem Elokeisem in Olam Ve'ed Olam, just like we saw very similarly in the previous brisa. Now the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, Arishonos Hu Omer, Baruch Hashem Elokeisem in Olam Ve'ed Olam, Baruch Goel Yisrael, you say again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is blessed from the world until the next world, and he's going to redeem Klal Yisrael. Ve'inu Nina Acharav, Baruch Hashem Kibbutz Malchus Olam Ve'ed. That's how they answer the bracha. Ve'chaz Ngesis Omer, then the Gabbai would say, Tiku Kohanim Tiku. After each of these brachas, then the Gabbai would say, Ariu, B'nei Aaron, Ariu. He said, "Shan the Trua, the sons of Aaron, Shan the Trua." The Oyver Mishana Sabasinel Yamsuf Yamaschem Mishmata Kotzanim was there. The one who redeemed us from Yamsuf, and he right split the sling miraculously. He should be the one who's going to save us. Vein Marim Vesokin the Marim. Shan the Trua Tkiya and Trua. Chayin Kol Bracha Bracha. And then each and every Bracha, that's what they would do. Ba'achas Omer Tiku, Ba'achas Omer Ariu. One he'll say. Sound Tkia, the one says it's Sound Shua, Achigmar, as a brachos, kulad, until he completes all seven of the brachos. That's what they did in Sichini and in Tziporia. Shabbat Dabar, it's a Chachamir Amra, the same thing we saw before. Loya Nogin, Ken, Ella, Bashar, Mizbach, Vara, Bias. They only did this in the Easter Gates and the Beis HaMikdash, only in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside of it. Now the Gemara continues to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Dolmer is loya tzarich lomar zocher loya tzarich lomar zocher zichronos. Rabbi Yehuda says you wouldn't say the zichronos and the shofros in addition to the six brachas. You would not say the zichronos and the shofros. So the Gemara says, "Amar avada bar yaf avada demin yafo." My time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he says that the zichronos and shofros are not said on a fast day? Lefisha ain't omer zichronos and shofros because we do not recite zichronos and shofros. Ella Rosh Hashanah v'yovlos v'shas milchaba. Except for Rosh Hashanah, we know that's the whole idea, and Rosh Hashanah learns it out. And in the Yovel of a Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, we learn out from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it's similar to Rosh Hashanah that they have the nine brachas. You also blow shofar in those, and also b'shas milchama, as the pasuk says, "V'chisavam milchama b'arzichem alatzara tzareschem v'areisam milchazov nizkatav neHashem v'neshatam mivavechem." And this idea is to bring the people to repent. It's not clear though how Rabbi Yehuda learns from here that you're supposed to say the nine brachas of Musaf on the time of war. Where does he get that from? So that's very interesting. Where Rabbi Yehuda get that from? But that's Betzem. Rabbi Yehuda was trying to tie it over here. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Ala Rishoyna, who Omer Bez Hashem tomorrow's daf.